As they sing the praises of South African opposition leader Julius Malema and his party, the EFF, many of these Red Beret supporters used to sport different colors. Those of Nelson Mandela's party, the ANC, which contributed to ending white minority rule 20 years ago. After 2 decades in power, however, the ruling party has alienated some supporters who still don't see the improvement the historic Liberation Party promised them.
I was supporting ANC before. Service delivery, unemployment, crime, a lot of things that are not happening. The promise that are not delivered to the community. Now that is the reason, one of the reasons that I've changed to EFF.
Like Tifo Moeng, more and more South Africans are losing patience because of these issues. While progress has been made, more than half the country's population still lives under the poverty line, and numerous violent protests across the country have happened in recent years. Social tension peaked 2 years ago in the town of Marikana, resulting in police officers shooting dead more than 30 minors who were demanding salary increases. More recently, anti-corruption and service delivery protests erupted in the township of Bakersdal, 50 kilometers from Johannesburg. With no water, no electricity, and shacks for permanent homes, most residents say nothing has changed in 20 years.
Yeah, I'm angry with the ANC. Always ANC used to promise us everything. Jobs, houses, but because of now we are going to vote, they promise us houses. How many years we are living here in Bakersdal?
Buti Tale used to vote for the ANC, but now votes for the main opposition party. History lecturer Noor Niftakhodian says the ANC has been trying to improve people's life, but not always in a sustainable way. And that is what contributes to people's current frustration.
Gains made over the last 20 years have been significant. The fact is that more people live in formal houses now than ever before. Now, that access is problematic. The houses are not good houses. People often get cut off from water and electricity. Education is in a bad state. There are gains, but the gains are being undermined. And we're at the point where more and more people are coming to the conclusion that the gains that have been made by the New Democracy and by the ANC are being reversed.
Despite the discontent among some voters, a new poll shows the ANC is expected to win about 64% of the votes. Emily Yab for VOA News in Johannesburg.